I am Johnny White, really, really. Welcome to Lunch Watch. Hello. What a word is that? If I stare into the room for long enough, I can imagine, quite clearly imagine, myself looking up the history of hello and finding out that it has something to do with boats. That it was something originally said on boats, boat to boat, mind you. Something the captains of boats said, maybe, and maybe carried on saying when they got back from their trips, and so their friends and families would say what when they said it. But soon enough they also got into it, friends and families, and started saying it too, hello, and it lost its seriousness. And then the people on boats started using some other word to shout to each other across the channels between their boats, which remains a secret to this day. And I so wonder what it is. Hi, perhaps. Or maybe the secret is that they still say hello. I'll never know because I stick to what I know in this life, and that's dry land, and furthermore, hello, and welcome to Lunch Watch. In case you don't know or weren't aware, Lunch Watch is a kind of a display-based lunch competition. You send in one lunch you've had between Monday and Wednesday to be reviewed and analysed by myself, Johnny White, really, really, as well as the ever-shadowy and absent figure of Dan Canetti to receive the ultimate honour of being this or that week's winning lunch. How are we all? I'm not so bad. Not so bad, I must say. I must say that, though I'm not so bad. And how are you? Hopefully bearing up well. And how about me, you ask? Well, I'm not so bad, all things considered. Yourself? Well, I hope. And as for me, I'm not so bad. That's the small talk out of the way. Now for the big talk. I have discovered a way of controlling time using water. This method will have wide-reaching implications, and if done correctly, will have already had them. And really and truly, I preferred the small talk. So how are you doing? Ah, me, I'm all right. Come see, come sa. Like this, like that. But enough about that and this, because it's time to control lunch. And there was a devilish selection this week, and a heavenly selection. And I was, as the crows are, enchanted to see them. Lots of bread in this week's lunches, he said, as if it was worth noting. But before we make our final peace with the three front runners, I have to attend to my famous orders of business, and I have but one this week, and it's the issuing of a challenge. To Jimmy Mack, a regular contributor of some great lunches along with accompanying pictures, Jimmy always seems to eat everything off or out of many-sided plates or bowls. So my challenge to him is to eat from a round plate or bowl and send a picture to prove it. And a side challenge is for anyone to provide evidence of them eating off a plate with more than six sides, so it's a split challenge. A wholly even split between Jimmy Mack and everyone else in the world. So, yeah. The many-sided round plate challenge is officially begun. And so for the three front runners. Firstly, we had Liam. His entry, some leftover roast potatoes, fried them up with onion and garlic, put some baked beans on it and had the lot on toast. Tahini on the bread. Weird, but nice. Confirming the drink to have been water. I liked this one. Always a fan of things on toast. Also, this caused me to make the joke that I hoped the potatoes weren't left over from Christmas, which I still offer to anyone as a joke and also a real hope of mine. Sounds sort of in the manner of a hash, although minus the corned beef, which is yet another plus point in an ocean of plus points. So, yep, good stuff from Liam. Secondly, we had Daniel. His entry, two dates, TikTok-inspired egg and cheese burrito and lemon squash. You won't see me hearing a bad word spoken about squash. Not in a month of Sundays. Which, in case you didn't know, means a month of weeks, so about half a year. I caught myself just in time, but I was almost about to say that I didn't understand TikTok, which is my secret code word for don't feel I would be a runaway smash hit if I took part in. I think I may have said it about Snapchat too back in the olden days. Howl, 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 howl. And lastly, we had Matt. His entry, bacon sandwich brackets in a bagel with landcress / ketchup / mustard and a glass of water. I make no protest to that and can think of nothing that would improve it. Landcress is basically cress, by the way, although I'm talking from a complete lack of true understanding on that. So it could be that it's worth taking what I said with a pinch of salt, which, now I come to think of it, is the only thing I would suggest as an improvement on the lunch, although, to be honest, I'm guessing this might have happened anyway, as people don't really seem to include seasoning in their descriptions. I suppose because where does it end, you know? And that was all the three front runners. And as we mull over the three front runners on this particularly fine day, as the crows beat their wings and the birds chirrup, other types of birds, I would just like to play that little game called Heads or Tails with the coin with us.
Done it again.
What have we done?
Introduce the coin before me.
Oh, no. Okay, so as the birds encircle the earth and the trees provide a resting point for the birds, we would like to play that game called Heads or Tails in this world of birds and trees with...
Woo! Zoe, hi!
With Zoe, with the coin. Will you reveal the coin?
10p.
10 pence, there it is. Don't know what they call that one, but...
I think they call this one the Mother of the World.
The Mother of the World. Oh, yes, I forgot. Yes, the Mother of the World. 50p is Pepsi Max Big One, 10p is the Mother of the World. I forgot about that. I just came out with it and then I forgot.
Shall I flip it?
Yes. So if you'd like to fix in your mind for what you should want this to stand for, or decide, Zoe, he's getting ready to turn the coin in the air, and here she goes.
Woo!
Is the flip good?
That was good. That was impressive, did you see?
I didn't see. I had my eyes on the wall, so I did. So when the influence... I don't like to see it, because in case I catch a glimpse of what it is.
Oh, it sort of went back over my head, and I had to lean back like Justin Timberlake in the Cry Me River video, and I...
Ooh, it looped around like the magic bullet in the JFK. Anyway.
Not what you're about, but
okay.
Yeah.
And do we have a reading?
We do.
And what is it?
Heads.
Heads again, oh my word. I sense disaster for some people out there. And for other people, I sense, what's the opposite of disaster?
Triumph.
But that's just the nature of it. I will treat them both the same. Yeah. Because they are the same. They're just opposite ends of the same coin, aren't they?
Oh, no. Sorry. Right, I'm leaving the room now.
All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Thanks very much, Zoe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So the final verdict fast approaches. I do so wish you all the best and hope you've also got my back to a degree as we all flop down on the warm sands and listen with interest as I do the recap. Will it be Liam with his potato bean tahini hash on toast with water? Will it be Daniel with his TikTok burrito and lemon squash? Or will it not be Matt with his bacon bagel with landcress and water? And it's all I can do right now to reveal to you that this week the winner is... Daniel! Oh, well, I'd just like to tell you that you've won this week's Lunchwatch competition.
Oh, shit! Oh, can I swear? I've been wanting to enter for a long time. Like most days, in fact. But the problem is my lunch, like, the way my day is organised, my lunch is probably like it's a bit of a face palm every day. You know what I mean? It's just pure fuel for me. And I just don't want to tell anyone that I live like this, basically.
Yeah. You don't want to experience the mortifying ordeal of being known.
Well, no, exactly, because it's like this, your podcast, like I've listened to every episode, and it's like a celebration. It's like a joyful celebration of lunch rather than a banal sort of staring in the face of like how rubbish my lunch is. No. And maybe I could do with a bit more of that, the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. So what? Talk us. What was that? Your. It was inspired by TikTok.
So it's a tortilla thing. It's like a tortilla circular, right?
Yeah.
You cut a line down into the middle.
So wait. Hold on. It's a so you it's a circle of tortilla, like the tortilla. Is it wrapped? No, hold on.
So it is.
What am I
it's
thinking
folded.
Of? Folded. By the way, just quickly before, what's a tortilla? What is a tortilla again?
You're trying to corner me here. You're trying to get me to define a tortilla. I'm not going to fall for any of that.
I can't remember if just. Oh, sorry. I'm getting. Yeah. So the actual the you fold it over.
It's sort of corn-based circular wrapping.
Yes.
Device.
Ah. Okay. Yeah.
So you sort of cut from the middle to the outside, one line, nice.
Like the line from the middle of a clock.
You know what? That's exactly what it's like. Yeah. Except only one line. Then you fold along that line. This is a hard to describe. You fold along that line. You fold along that line. I don't know what else to say. You don't fold it half over half. You fold one quarter of the tortilla into the other quarter using the line to allow you to do
always
that.
Using creating, the line.
Yeah, and then you fold it onto itself three times, basically, and it creates a triangle. With a kind of
yes, now I'm starting to get it.
Now, the thing that everyone's doing on TikTok is that you put a little bit of ingredient on each surface as you fold it.
Like one of those things that you did at school, you know, when you...
Exactly.
Yes.
You put
yes.
a little bit of cheese in one, put a little bit of egg in the other, a little bit of guacamole. I did not have guacamole.
So just cheese and egg, classic.
And then you put it on into a frying pan, so you then cook it again.
Double
the eggs are pre-cooked. Exactly. But it melts the cheese, it brings it all together, it unites it.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. That sounds wonderful.
I saw a few people on TikTok doing this. Each person in turn was pretending that they came up with the idea, which made me think about stuff.
The limits of authenticity.
It literally did.
And then on the side.
What did I have on the side? I can't remember.
Lemon squash.
Oh, yeah. It's lemon squash on the side. And the big sticking point was that. It's like, what's the brand?
What is the brand?
What it was, it's called Rocks, R-O-C-K-S.
R-O-C-K-S, Rocks.
But in all honesty, this squash was not what I wanted. What I wanted was a much more lemony squash.
Yes.
This was my first trying of this squash. I like, when I get a lemon squash, I liked for it to taste like lemon. This squash tasted like a lot of sugar and some lemon flavoring, which I'm okay with. But I think what I like is that one that's called like Plidge.
Plidge.
Plidge or Plulge. I don't think there's even a vowel in there.
Where'd you get that from?
I've seen it before.
But that's the one that you prefer.
You see how I circumnavigated that.
And have you had your lunch today?
Well, that's exactly the sort of thing I don't want to talk about.
Oh, okay. You're gonna play those cards close to your chest.
Well, look. I have a lot of meal deals from supermarkets because my general attitude to lunch is just to kind of like keep me going whilst I'm working. I don't want to think about it. If I could have like a drip of food just going into me or just like some kind of meal replacement to sort of like, well, I tried to get them to, you know, send me some stuff. They just weren't into it. Then it turns out they did send me some stuff and somebody else had nicked it from outside my door. I don't know what to do. This is a lunch crisis. Maybe I should put it out to your listeners.
Yeah, let's get it out there. If anyone's got any suggestions about what Daniel should be having as his catch-all panacea lunch.
Like fast, efficient, you know
yes.
what I mean?
Built for speed and maybe a little bit of pleasure too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you very much for entering. We hope that you'll enter again next week, and congratulations again for winning. And yeah, well, look, all right. We'll have a very nice rest of your day, and I'll see you soon, man.
Yeah. Nice to speak to you. See ya.
Nice to speak to you. Bye.
Bye.
That was Daniel, aka Daniel the Spanish Spaniel, and I can't get everything right, can I? And it occurred to me afterwards that I'd clean forgotten to ask Daniel the question about what lunches he wanted to see win in the future. And for your edification, I've got that information from him in a message. And his answer was, I would like to see Sainsbury's meal deal tuna sweet corn sandwich innocent smoothie and bag of Snacker Jack salt and vinegar, which is more specific than we normally get in terms of answers to that question. But anyhow, yeah, so that was Daniel. And if you'd like to follow in Daniel's footsteps, you can, because I can now declare Lunchwatch open again. If you're listening to this between Monday and Wednesday, you can enter on Twitter at Lunchwatch or on email lunchwatch@hattrickwith2t's.com or on Facebook. But as ever, you can work that one out for yourself. I don't have a natural sense of anything, but I was thinking that I would quite like to spend the next 40 years of my life living in an attic and then spend 10 years writing a book about it. I would call the book The Attic and the Lives of Animals and would wrongfoot the readership by including nothing about the attic in it. It would just be a highly unresearched book about animals. For example, moths have a dreadful old time of it, which is especially sad for them because they can live for up to 500 years, and then the rest of the chapter would just be lamenting the moth in vaguer and vaguer ways, as would all the other chapters, to be fair to me, and unfair to moths. Finally, in my last days, I will show the book to my remaining friend, a dog or a cat, and say, have a read of that. Go on, have a good old read of this wonderful book. And that would be that. Goodbye now. And also now.
Lunchwatch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The coin flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.